coverage of breaking news is made possible by KGNU members. One way to help us bring you this coverage is by donating a vehicle you no longer need. Learn more at KGNU.org or call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
It's 11:01 Friday night here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. The number in the studio is 303-442-4242. You can send an email to dj@kgnu.org, and you can go to kgnu.org and afterfm.com to follow along with the playlist. Starting off tonight with a little Law & Order from Fang. All right, coming up on 11:17 here, KGNU Boulder Denver and Fort Collins. Wrapping up the first set of Smash It Back there with a band called Excreta. That's X-Creta, band out of Belgium. That was a song called Talks About Morality from their album Patronizing the Heterodox, which came out in 1986. Has a really cool pink cover with a bunch of skeletons eating other skeletons out of the graveyard. And seems like their other albums are kind of similarly designed. Pretty cool stuff. Before Excreta, we heard from Corrosion of Conformity, In the Line of Fire, taken from the Blind Demos. Came out in 1989, I guess. And before Corrosion of Conformity, we heard from YDI, band out of Philadelphia. That was a track called Mad at the World from their album A Place in the Sun. Isn't that like a Hemingway album or a title, book title? I don't know. I never really read too much Hemingway, but that was out on Blood Bubble Records. And those guys were in American Hardcore, if you ever saw that movie. Not for very long, but they were there. Before YDI or Why Die, we heard from Cron Gen, taken from the Eastern Front Volume 2. Awesome compilation. Came out on Enigma Records back in 1983, featuring a bunch of cool bands, including Wasted Youth, Metallions of Saints, JFA, The Lude, and Cron Gen. Gave us a track called Reality. Also heard from the Zero Boys, Energy, spelled with an I. I Need Energy. That was taken from their album Vicious Circle. Also came out in 1982. And this one was on Toxic Shock Records. It was actually released in 87. There's like a lot of pressings of this Zero Boys Vicious Circle album many times on many different labels. And those guys were out of Indianapolis. And we started off tonight with Law and Order from Fang, taken off their Landshark album. That's going out to everyone out there that's into Law and Order. And it's funny, I'm pretty sure that the singer of Fang ended up like murdering his wife and going to jail and then coming out of jail. And I don't know how that all worked out, but pretty dramatic story. All right, we're going to move on now with something else out of Belgium. This is a track called No Pity for the Pigs. It's a band called The Thrills on Smash It Back.
Now, Midnight dinner by the door. Mama's side.
All right, that was a band there called Vicious Circle out of Melbourne, Australia, with a track called Hope and Wait from their album Reflections, which came out in 1986 on Reactor Records. Kind of poppy, I guess. But I figured I'd play a little Vicious Circle after playing the Zero Boys album Vicious Circle earlier. Hope you like that connection. Before that, we heard from Youth Brigade, DC Youth Brigade, off of super classic Flex Your Head compilation, which came out in 1982. That was a track called Waste of Time. And before that, we heard from a band called The Wanderers, which was Steve Bader's after he left the Dead Boys and went solo. He teamed up with, was basically backed on that album by Sham 69. And the name of that album is Only Lovers Left Alive. Came out in 1981. And we heard a track called Beyond the Law, which actually isn't on the 1981. It's was reissued in 2000. And that's where that bonus track came from. Captain Oi Records. I guess the British press was calling them Dead 69 or Sham Boys back in the day due to the collaboration. Pretty cool. Before that, we heard a song going out to Sturgis Rally 2020. It was called Kawasaki Dirt Bike. I'm not sure if there were very many Kawasakis at the Sturgis Rally, but I know there was a lot of COVID-19. Yikes. That was from Veronica. Local Boulderite Ted Thacker's band from 2010. He's of Baldo Rex fame, and now I guess he's going by the moniker of the Red Tack. Pretty cool. Kawasaki Dirt Bike. Before that, we heard from the Viletones, band out of Toronto, featuring Steven Nazi Dog Leckie on vocals. That was recorded back in 1977. It was a track called CONTROL. I'm out of CONTROL from their album A Taste of Honey. And we heard from White Flag with Zero Hour off their 1986 album Zero Hour, out on Starving Missile Records, and started off this last set with The Thrills and No Pity for the Pigs, taken from a cool compilation, came out on Sub Rosa Records in 2014, of called Everything Is Ish, Punk in Brussels, 1977 and 1979. All right, got to keep moving on. We got something now from Blitz. This is Nation on Fire. Smash back. We'll be right back.
do you think Satan will use to destroy the young people of today? He will use rebellion and violence. So let's look at punk rock today, and let's look what this musical form is doing to our kids.
Die Stunde der Prüfung ist gekommen. Lass uns beten.
7 minutes to midnight here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That was Les Georges Leningrad, band out of Montreal. Twice voted the freakiest local act by Montreal Mirror. That was from their 2006 release, Song Puro. That was a track called Ennio Morricone. Going out to Mr. Morricone. Before that, we heard from a band called Suburban Mutilation, showing up as Capital Punishment for some reason on the playlist, but that's from their only release. It came out in 1984, The Opera Ain't Over Till the Fat Lady Sings, and that was a track called Daddy Was a Nazi. Going out to DT. Before that, we heard from a cool cassette-only compilation called Meat House out of Xenia, Ohio from 1982. And that was a track called Money from the band Law and Order. And before that, we heard from the Vibrators, Public Enemy No. 1 from their album V2. It came out in 1978 after they toured and opened up for Iggy Pop in 77. Before that, we heard from a band called Whoppers Taste Good, a track called PPS, Pigpen Syndrome, from their album Haunting White Castle. Cool cover that looks a lot like Haunting the Chapel by Slayer, except it's got WTG in there instead of Slayer written in the center. And started off this last set with Blitz and Nation on Fire from Voice of a Generation. Thanks for tuning in to Smash It Back tonight. We come at you every Friday night from 11 to midnight playing classic punk and other junk. We're going to go out here with something from Fontaine's DC. It's not their new album, but the one that came out last year. It's called Hurricane Laughter, KGNU.
Serious. city's back and by the windows screaming to exist. From now we have the muted mind of priesthood, soul and periods. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Laughter, hurricane laughter, tearing down the plaster, and there is no connection available, 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 and there is no connection available. 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 There is no connection available.
Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.